7:28. It is the Hometown Morning Show, and we've got special guests in the studio. Good morning, Dickie Owen.
How are you?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be twins, and as you know, the world is not ready.
That's true. Hey, I came in to say, because you all said something about February not being a very good month. Okay?
Yeah, Meredith, I'm sorry. You'll have to live with it now.
This beautiful lady sitting right here, my wife, Patty, we met in February. We got married in February 46 years ago.
All right. That's a good run.
One of the best things that ever happened to me. So February is a pretty good month.
Y'all met at my alma mater, our alma mater, good old Campbellsville College.
Right.
You met on the Maple Trail.
That's right.
Yeah. And I just wanted to tell you, February is a good month.
All right.
Okay.
Our birthdays are in February.
Yeah.
It'd be a better month if we go to the golf course though, Dickie.
Depending on where you live.
I'd say there was somebody out there Sunday. I would say it probably happened.
65 degrees, I guarantee you, there was somebody out there hitting the ball.
With the luck I had fishing, I would have had just as bad luck golfing, but that's probably what I should have went and done.
Well, I'm going to get out there and leave y'all alone.
Nick, thanks for coming
shop
to see
local.
Us.
Shop local. Woo! Shop local.
Always,
for sure.
Always.
And February's a good month. Happy birthday.
I stand corrected.
That is the beauty of local radio, folks. Nick, thanks for coming to see us. Bring me a bouncy ball one of these days. Bouncy balls, Meredith.
I'm going to have to leave if you get one. It's going to wind up hitting me
in
the head.
We'll have to play with it outside because the windows will be broken. Patty Owen, how in the world are you?
I am doing fine. I was shocked out of my mind there. I thought, well, did he just chase me all the way from the house?
He said he'd been chasing you for 47 years?
A long time. Yeah.
We're glad you're in. We're talking Rough River Dam State Resort Park, which you know I'm a big fan of Kentucky State Parks, and we've got something cool to tell you about. Coming up Valentine's weekend, and we're going to give something away.
That's right.
What you got?
Well, we have some extra, of course. You know, you all are giving away a weekend stay.
Sure.
For the 15th at Rough River when we do our Sweetheart Weekend, but I have an extra pair of dance tickets now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we do have dance tickets on sale, and they're $20 a piece, so it's $40 a couple, but we have an awesome band, Usual Suspect Band, and they come in from Simpsonville. They have some band members that over near Lexington, some of them from Louisville, but they have a horn section that's just out of this world.
If you get to see a band with a horn section, you're just lucky.
Yeah.
We don't get that often, do we?
Yeah, and they just play everywhere. They are listed as in the top five dance bands in the state of Kentucky.
Wow.
They are awesome. And so we're very fortunate to have them playing for Valentine's Day. So I've got an extra pair of tickets.
Awesome.
Paul's going to figure out a way to give these away.
What we're probably going to do is promote our state parks via our Facebook page. And we'll have these for somebody. So tickets to the dance with Usual Suspects. What a good thing to do.
Yeah.
For Valentine's weekend. What's going on at the state park right now?
Well, of course, we're almost through with our winter hours. We have a lot of construction going on, new roofing, if the weather will permit. You know, we've had some fabulous weather, and right now we've got some creepy weather, but new roofs, we're having some rooms remodeled. We have some new furniture coming in for some of the rooms. We have some events. Of course, we just had our mystery dinner not too long ago. Valentine's Day is coming up. We have family fun weekends where, you know, room rates are like $49, starting at $49 plus the taxes. But, I mean, on the weekend you can come in and play games, watch movies, you know, recreation staff has some activities planned, some crafts and things. So lots of different things. Then coming up the first part of March, I was going to mention, it's time for our Buffalo Buffet.
I can't believe it's already time for that.
Well,
it's so much fun, too.
We're a month out from it. They are taking reservations, and I just wanted to kind of mention that in passing that, you know, if this is something you have looked forward to, and we have a lot of people who do, they will start seating. The first seating, I believe, is at 1 o'clock, and you have to call and make reservations because otherwise you'll just be standing and waiting a long time.
And we'll share that flyer online, too.
Yeah. But you can call out at the park, 270-257-2311. Had to think for a minute. It's too early in the morning, guys.
I know.
I'm bad with phone numbers, except for time and temperature and mom and dad's. Other than that, I'm out.
But, you know, there's always something going on. concert in the park will begin in, mid-May. But there's always something going on. And wintertime is a great time, rent a cottage. A two-bedroom cottage
sure.
is pretty reasonable this time of the year. Grab a couple of friends, come out and play, cards all weekend, or gals. Mm-hmm. Do your nails, do your hair, just have ladies' night out. Guys could come. You could fish.
There you go.
A lot of folks are out. I saw somebody out on the lake yesterday.
Crappie ought to be on right now.
Yep.
They ought to be on.
Yep. So we see people fishing all the time. They come, in and out.
There's two things you can do year-round, grill out and fish. In one of those cottages, you can do both.
That's right.
Perfect.
Just to highlight, dining room is open. They're open on limited hours from lunch on Friday through lunch on Sunday. So you've got lunch and dinner Friday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner Saturday, breakfast and lunch on Sunday. So come on out. Enjoy.
It's so good. We had our Christmas party there, our station Christmas party, mm-hmm. and we did some major damage to the Friday night buffet.
Yeah.
It Chef was a
Calvin
lot of fun.
Likes to see folks come in and enjoy the food that he and his staff prepare.
Good stuff. Well, we want you to support Kentucky State Parks because they really are being around everywhere and going to state parks in a lot of different states. The Commonwealth of Kentucky may have the finest in the world. So, and Ref's right up there.
Pretty views, great food. I've been to some of the other state parks in other states, and they're nice. They're wonderful. And some of them are really interesting. But I agree. I mean, the diversity in the state of Kentucky is by far
pretty
ahead
awesome.
Of everybody's.
Pretty you know, awesome.
You can find a lot of different scenery mm-hmm. and, it's just wonderful.
And Kentuckians get discounts at state parks.
Mm-hmm.
You go to make your reservation, you get a Kentucky resident discount.
Yeah.
Everybody likes to save a little money. So
that's right.
Do that.
But check out your local state park. I mean, we're right here close by. We offer, activities. Gift shop is always open. You're welcome to come. You need something for a special event, come out there. I have a lot of Kentucky crafted items. I have some local items. I have a lot of Kentucky proud foods. Check it out.
Absolutely. Patty, we want to thank you for coming in this morning. It's
always fun. Yeah. And sorry we had to give you such a tough time about February.
We can handle it.
That's okay.
Like I said earlier,
we start celebrating the 2nd of February, and we don't quit till the end of February because we have a close friend or a family member celebrating a birthday or anniversary the entire month.
That's so many snacks right there.
I know.
I think I may have just changed my mind about February.
Yeah, we party. I mean, Dick Owens' birthday's tomorrow.
Look out, 39 again.
Yeah, well, we're to the point where we can't claim that. With children, you get to the point where when they get close to 39, you can't say you're 39 anymore.
I'll just hang in there with it. Go support your state parks, folks.